Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. Are we there? And it reads as follows. It says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. And here's our key verse. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Wow, we're going to break that down for you. Let's pray. Lord God, as once again we come, Lord God, at this appointed time, Lord God, for an appointed purpose. Lord God, we ask right now that I may decrease, Lord God, and you increase. Lord God, encourage your people, Lord God. And Lord God, we'll be so careful to give you all the praise and surely all the glory. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Very short message today, but the title of this message, I hope you get it, is Developing an Attitude of Gratitude. Wow, what does that mean? Developing an attitude of gratitude. This is what we have to do as Christians. It's not automatic. He tells us in everything to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So this is our purpose. This is our will. Now, what is the word, what is the meaning of giving thanks mean? It's pretty simple. It means, simply means to be grateful. To be grateful. What does being grateful mean? Have you ever given someone something and they never said thank you? What do you think about that? How does that make you feel? Joshua? Sad? So when I gave you a new toy, you're like, I didn't want this one. How do you think that made me feel? Exactly. I felt sad. So God wants us to be grateful. Here's one thing I want you to know. Did you know that thanks, the word T-H-A-N-K, comes from the same word origin as think, T-H-I-N-K. So to be thankful, you must think. I can stop right there. I'm serious. I told my wife, my introduction, that's it. If you simply get that, you've got it. I ran across this little saying, and I'm telling you, please get this. It says this. Why does the root word think, has the same origin as think? This is important because it gives us a clue to how to be thankful in everything. It says, remember this little saying, if you pause to think, you will find cause to think. Did you get that, Barbara? If you pause to think, I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, the situations, you can just pause and think because it could be worse. You can find joy in it all. I tell you, that's a good thing. So God wants us to pause and think on Him, and then we'll be thankful. God, I tell you, that makes a difference. That makes a difference. Now, what's the importance of being thankful? Well, one, God commands us to be thankful. You know, right here, you know, He says, in everything, give thanks. Well, I want you to know that that word I-N is so important. If that word would have been for, that would have been difficult. I'm not thankful that I'm sick, but I can be thankful in my sickness. You see, because what happens is we took the focus off of us and place it on God. God, we can't heal ourselves, but God heals us. Amen. So we place the focus in Him, being thankful. Boy, I tell you, if we're not thankful, it's some dangerous stuff here. But because it's the will of God, what does the will of God mean? We're always looking for, what is the will of God for our life? He tells us, in everything, give thanks. Now, you can only do this if you are centered in God and your focus is on Him. Whenever we take our focus off of Christ, we begin to sink. Everybody knows the story when Peter stepped out on the water and he was going fine. But as long as he was looking at Jesus, he was going fine. But what happened? He took his eyes off Jesus. Remember, all these circumstances, things we're running into, simply wants us to get our eyes off of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.